Speaking of eating all the cookies, welcome to the Nerds in Love podcast.
With where me, we Alex. Will teach you how to eat cookies. Yeah.
Fucking Carlos, you're like ruining my introduction to the podcast. Okay. With your host, me, Curtis. And that rude motherfucker who just interrupted me is Carlos.
Hello.
Don't mind him. You know, he's just a little bit peeved that I made fun of his 007 article. Just kidding.
Why did you make fun of my 007 article? This is some bullshit.
With us, as always, is Corey. And a special guest.
Special guest.
On the Nerds in Love podcast is Megan, who is Corey's girlfriend. So welcome to the podcast, Megan.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Yes. If you, like, literally just fell off a truck and you have no clue what this podcast is, which is entirely possible, this is a dating advice show for people who are nerds. That's why it's called Nerds in Love and not Jocks in Love or something like that.
What would a Jocks in Love podcast be like?
Oh, yo, like, I went to the club and, boobs, boobies, boobs.
Yeah.
I did a tequila shot. She got a little hot. I don't know. 10 out of 10.
So hot.
Anyways. We got some emails. We should dive in. So there's, like, quite a few.
They're long. Goddamn.
Carlos, do you want to read the first one?
Oh, shit. I don't have it open. No.
Okay, I can read the first one. Hello, everyone.
I do want to read one, though, so I'm going to find one.
We'll each read one, because they're all long.
Yeah. It used to be that I used to read them all, but now it's like I get fucking exhausted after, like, the third email. So the first one's from Steve. Steve says, hello, everyone. I'm 23. The girl I like is 21. We are both in the same class together. She sits behind me, and we often talk during class and during breaks. Usually everyone in the class just sits in the class at breaks, so I talk to her during breaks too, usually over an hour of non-stop talking with her. I let her do most of the talking by trying to put the emphasis on her because I've been told from numerous people girls like to talk about themselves. She is very interesting, or really interesting, and I am really attracted to her. I know girls sometimes show signs that us guys are completely oblivious to, but I always make her laugh, smile, and, well, laugh and smile when we talk. I just wanted to know, how can I let her know for definite that I am interested in her? And how do I definitely know that she is interested in me? And not just being friendly. Ah, dating is so confusing. Would appreciate any advice. Smiley face, Steve. So who's got some, like, thoughts for Steve here?
Megan does. She made notes.
Oh, yeah. Megan made notes.
I was just kind of, like, going over stuff in my head. But hey, I don't know. I would just say, I mean, if you're having such a good time talking to her in class, but, you know, you want to know if she's actually interested in you outside of school, then maybe offer to go somewhere outside of school and talk to her there and see if she's interested in making it a date.
True.
Because if you just keep talking to her in the same place, she could just think, oh, this guy just wants to be friends because we're stuck in the same class together.
How about those pencils?
Yeah. Wow, Megan offering actual, rational, sane advice, unlike most of the time when we offer advice.
See, I was going to say, and this is where my advice is probably going to be fucking terrible, but I was going to say what he should do is try to make a little, like, subtle, you know, physical, like, you know, like, you know, but you're, like, hand on her leg or something. And she's like, oh, no, don't do that. Then you're like, okay, well, I guess I know that didn't work. But, you know, if she doesn't, like, recoil and tear.
I need to let her know for sure that I'm interested, right? Yeah. So I guess that would make it quite clear right away.
Yeah, you know, like, you just put your, like nothing, like, don't, like, you know, like, grope her in class or something, you know? Don't,
right,
like,
here, right here in class.
Yeah, tongue so sure assault that would end well for everybody.
Yeah, don't, like, you know, shove your tongue down her throat, like, first thing, but, you know, like, you know, you get, like,
I get what you mean, like, the little subtle things.
Yeah. Because, you know, then like, if she recoils in terror, then you're going to be like, well, I guess I know she doesn't like me. But if she doesn't recoil in terror, then you can be like, well, I guess, you know, I guess it's a good
sign. I like how that's the line. We recoil in terror. It's like, did it happen? Yes or no?
That actually happened to a friend of mine at New Year's Eve. He, there's this girl that, like, he brought as a friend, but I guess he was interested in. And he just, like, we were having a beer, and he just put his hand on her back, and she, like, jumped forward and was like, don't fucking touch me! Don't fucking touch me! And I'm like, well, I guess you know she's not into you, dude.
Your friend sounds fun.
Well, he's fine. She was kind of crazy. I don't know.
Those are just those crazy girls.
Does anyone else have any advice? Steve?
Don't let this linger for too long, because like Megan said, she might get the impression that you're just a friendly dude.
Yep, then the friend zone.
You got to push it forward really soon. Especially because just from the way this worded, it seems this has been going on for like a little while. So you definitely don't want to sit on this one, bud.
You don't want to be like Finn in Star Wars and get friend zoned.
Yep. Just the longer you stay just talking as friends, you end up always being friends.
Yes, and make sure that she doesn't have a boyfriend, otherwise you'll end up Carlos.
Yeah. I was going to say, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I've been in this exact same situation two or three times, and it's always ended with, you know, really badly. So again, maybe I'm not the best person to give advice, but at least you got a good try, so.
Yes, Carlos tries.
That's the thing, I do try, I always fail, but at least I try.
Carlos just like tries to grow up his professor, and she's like, Carlos, I'm married. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Well, she actually is married, but
that's not gonna stop you.
It was actually sort of funny too, because like when we were scheduling that meeting or whatever that I was talking about, I don't think I was mentioning it when we were recording was before, but I can just say this now. She was all like, okay, Friday mornings. I'm like, all right, but like when in Friday morning? You got to give me a specific time, right? Yeah. And so she said 10.
Ooh. And I was
like, why 10, right? And she's all like, oh, because I drop off my kids at 9, right? She has two little, they're little ones. Like, I think they're only like 7.
I think they're called children, Carlos.
I meant suspicion. Like how old her children are. That's what I meant.
Okay.
Right, so, anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we know their children. She's not dropping off two hamsters before she gets
there. It could be dogs.
Is that dropping off my hamsters at school?
People drop off their dogs at doggy daycare, so that could be a possibility, too.
Always a possibility.
I try to keep all the options open for Carlos and his cougar of a professor. all right, let's move forward. Got another email. I guess I'll read this one. It's not that long. I can do it. Hello! An exclamation mark. That's why I was shouting. So this weekend, this girl and I are having our first date. We decided with an easy choice of a restaurant. We are still not sure whether we will meet at the place or if I'll pick her at home because of schedules. Regardless, I had this thought of bring her flowers. Roses more specifically. Anyway, is it weird to bring flowers on a first date? Brian. Yes. It is weird.
Really?
Yeah. It's weird to bring, like, if you show up with a truckload or, like, a whole bouquet of flowers or something, that's weird. Like, she didn't just win Miss America. You're going on a first date.
And, like I said, this isn't the 1940s, guy.
Yeah.
Like,
but there is something that's romantic about a single flower. It doesn't have to be a rose.
That's exactly
a single
flower. Because it used to be... You'd want to bring a bouquet, but again, like I said, this isn't the 1940s. But like a single one, I guess you can get away with. But
that's kind of the difference between like nowadays is dating versus then like courting. Like they were trying to date to try to get someone to marry them, like at that point. So,
I mean,
Megan, not the you Megan that's on the podcast right now, but the Megan that I'm wedlocked to. She'll tell the funny story one day of our first date where I brought her flowers, and she still hates me for this, that she had to carry around the flowers for the entire date.
Exactly.
And, she's like, why did you make me carry these flowers around? Like, our date was like 3 hours long, and she was carrying around these flowers. So I always think, like, if you bring flowers to a date, you're just being a dick, because then she's got to carry around those flowers for the entire date, And you think it's romantic, but she's probably like hating your guts that that she has to carry around those flowers.
We live in an age of pragmatism now, right? Not so much like these grand gestures most of the time. So
I mean, honestly, this is my advice is, you know, save that money and then go buy yourselves ice cream or something. Like,
yeah, because then she'll be like, oh my god, ice cream.
Yeah, something you can do together.
Rather than just something she has to hold and is like, okay, so do I let it die? What do I do with this thing?
Plus, if you're going to a restaurant, people might think that, like, you're having an anniversary or something, and that might get awkward. They'll be like, oh, happy anniversary. And she'll be like, oh, no, this is just
people just say that to random people. Happy anniversary.
Well, if you had flowers, they'd probably be like, yeah. And then she'd be like, oh, this is not an anniversary. This is a first date. This idiot.
Just like, and why the fuck did you bring you flowers? And you have all these people asking.
If you are gonna bring something, yeah. If you are gonna bring something to a date, don't bring something that she has to carry. Bring something that
instead of a flower, bring a chocolate bar.
A what?
Bring a condom and be like, that'll come in handy later.
A chocolate flavored condom. Best of both worlds.
And then it's so small that she can just put it in her pocket.
The perfect gift for the first date.
It's like, hey baby, I was thinking of you. Protection.
Oh yeah, well, I was.
Protection.
It's banana flavor, baby.
Just like my dick.
God damn.
Come on, Corey, you have to go and ruin it. Normally it's Curtis ruining things. Not you.
I know. Corey's ruining things for once.
There is one thing I was going to say about that email though, which was the whole, like, him possibly picking her up thing. Like, if you can pick her up to take her to the date, pick her up and take her to the date, because it cuts out that whole we both showed up at opposite times and we're now awkwardly waiting to see the other person show up situation.
It's true. Also, too, you know, she'd be like, wow, he has a car. He's actually a man. Yeah. He doesn't take transit or something. Although, do keep in mind, if you have, like, a scooter or something, that might backfire, so just keep that in mind.
Or, like, a Segway.
Or if your car is dirty, that might backfire, so keep that in mind too. Like, if you've got, like, stinky underwear in your back seat, she's like, what's that smell?
Captain Underpants?
As somebody who goes to the gym often, I'll say like, that I do
like,
keep...
I feel like this is Curtis talking from experience, so...
I think it is.
Why did you carry dirty underwear in your car?
It's not dirty, it's just sweaty. But yeah,
That's dirty.
When you say dirty underwear, that implies something else entirely. So you got to be careful.
It's sweat
what you
say. From your butt crack. It's
dirty. I'm not Lionheart here, okay?
Like, and your balls are dirty. I bet they are.
I'm a clean boy. What are you talking about? I shower on the rag.
It's like I happen to wash my balls very thoroughly. Thank you very much.
Come on, I'm not lying, guys. Okay.
Poor Lionheart's just getting roasted on this cast.
It's like, oh, she was really hot, but she craps her pants, so I'm a little bit conflicted on what to do. It's like, dude, she craps her pants. You should just kind of find someone that doesn't crap themselves.
Have some standards, boy.
Yeah. It's like, oh, but she's really hot. Well, I don't care.
Yes, in conclusion, don't bring a bouquet of flowers. Maybe bring a flower.
I want Carlos to read the last one, so Corey, do you want to read the next one?
I can.
What do you want? Read the last one specifically?
Yeah, because it's probably it's the funniest one I think we've gotten all week. So that's why I want you to read it. So anyways, Corey, do you want to read this one for the gym?
Yes, sure. Last time I logged into OKC, I felt a feeling of apathy tinged with disgust, and I simply closed the site. I shut down Bumble and Tinder as well. Bumble and Tinder. A close friend of mine is often a huge advocate of dating sites/apps. I expected him to encourage me to get back on said sites, or try a different one. Interestingly, the last time I talked to him, he actually said that he burned down them too. At the same time, we both wonder if it is even possible to date now without them. For those of you burned out on online dating, what did you do next? Take a break? Get back on later? One of the ways to meet people? Jin.
I don't know, Jin. You could go meet people, like, out in public. You know, that's a thing people do sometimes too, you know?
Plenty of people were getting together long before computers.
Yeah.
It's not like, I mean, because, you know, we sort of had to, like, propagate the species for, you know, a couple million years before we got the internet.
Like, it's not like, Like, if the internet went down for a week, like, the whole world was without internet for a week, like, would people just be like, oh, man, I'm not going to get laid, or what the fuck? No, they would just go out and just be like, hey, nice ass.
Yeah, I mean, did any of us either actually even use an online dating thing?
I did for a bit when I was single, but, yeah.
I mean, I met Corey online, but we didn't use an online dating
site. Oh. Yes, it was through roleplay.
There you go.
Well, we all know that story. So.
The story is out. The truth is out.
The truth is out there.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Carlos, you tried online dating for a bit, right?
Yeah, it sucked.
Yeah, and then you were just like, fuck this, I don't want to do this ever again.
Yeah. So I just didn't. I mean, I was sort of like, it was sort of weird because, like, I created, like, a profile on a couple sites. And, I mean, like, I tried it out for a little bit. I didn't work, but I sort of just, like, left it. And then I came back to it, and Curtis helped me sort of, like, reformat, like, profiles and other such things. And I tried it again. It still didn't work. And I was all like, ah, screw
probably
this.
Probably because I helped you.
I just deleted my accounts. Hey, it wasn't working before you helped, too. So I was like, I had nothing to lose. Except maybe my pride.
But yeah, there are other ways to meet women, obviously. I mean, dating sites are just basically just a tool. I mean, it's not the only tool in your toolbox. There's others.
Yeah. Go to a bar. Go to a club. Go to a preschool. No, don't do that.
Oh, no, that's exact opposite of what you should do.
What? You might find some very nice preschool teachers.
Yes, they feel handled
too.
Well, yeah, you probably meet someone.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe an officer of the law.
You're talking. People, you're talking to, you know, nerds. Not a lot of people that are, you know, consider themselves to be nerdy are going to find themselves at the club or at, you know, whatever.
That's sort of my other point, too, is I was sort of making fun of Curtis's suggestions because, I mean, like, you know, they seem a little bit neurotypical, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, like I said, they can always start out, you know, obviously I met Corey through a roleplay, you know, chat site, which people can meet each other on there, even if it's a little harder to do because people are starting out pretending to be someone they're not.
Mm-hmm.
But it can still happen. And, you know, for people that aren't really as social, you could just go out somewhere, get yourself a cup of coffee, and just see who's hanging out around that area or whatever, and meet people there too.
Yeah. You could, like, go on Craigslist. Oh, no, that's online dating. Sorry. You could, like,
those are
put up little flyers around.
Yeah, I would really call Craigslist online dating.
Or you could be like funny, me though. And not drink coffee and therefore just be, I guess, celibate.
I would love to see, like, Carlos put an ad on Craigslist, like, willing to take you on a date, we'll go grab BK Nugs, contact me if interested.
Hey,
picks
at least
or
I'm
didn't
being
have
honest.
BK at the bottom, it's just, please do not already be with someone.
Please don't, Carlos.
And yeah, that's the other thing, too, is, like, please do not submit an application if you already have a boyfriend.
Okay, what if they wanted an affair, though? Would you do it then?
What?
What if they wanted, like, an affair or something? Would you do it?
I mean, I guess, but I would also be a little bit, like, because that's also the problem, is that that's also happened a couple times, and I'm like,
oh, God, really?
Yeah, that was part of the problem, that I'm like, oh, because it never goes anywhere.
I'm just imagining, like, Carlos having an affair with a woman, and she's like, my husband's going to be mad, and he's just like, barren or something like that.
Okay, it's never been a husband, but, like, again, like, I mean, I've told you guys a couple times, like, again, like, it's happened, what, like, 3 times now, and again, like, how far it went varies, but still, I'm like, why is this always happening to me?
It happens to a lot of people, I'm sure.
It actually does. My ex, actually, when we split up the first time we were dating, he went and he met this girl he really thought he might have a relationship with, didn't know she had anything else prior, and they got together, slept together, whatever, and then she kind of quit talking to him, and he found out through friends of his that it was because she was going through either a divorce or planning on a divorce and had still been married when she'd slept with him.
Dun, dun, dun.
Good look.
All right, Carlos, do you want to read the final email of the week?
Yes, okay.
Are you
guys
ready
for this?
We're ready.
I'm a late 30s guy. Never really got the hang of dating. Long-term relationship, too young, etc. Anyway, I've been out twice with this woman from online. She's pretty great. If she was into me, there would be definite potential. Couldn't really tell what she was thinking that way. Nothing physical yet besides meeting and departing hugs. I got a cute text one night after the last time we went out, which surprised me and I thought was a good sign. Anyway, a day or two after we last went out, I shot her a message suggesting a pretty good plan for a few days later, if I do say so myself, received back, "Oh, would be really cool, but I'm so busy, etc., etc." And importantly, she didn't suggest another day or hint at wanting to do something else, etc. So we finished that whole exchange with just some short pleasantries, and I decided to let it drop. I haven't written anything for the past couple of days, and our correspondence was not long-lived or extensive even before the dates, just basically to figure out plans. Anyway, today she sends me a very short message about something we discussed when we were out last time, but still no mention of a future date or discussion of availability. For the armchair experts, what's the score here? I'm not really a messenger. I just want to figure out when and where. Then let's go do something. Why restart the messaging if we're not going to go do something? What is the score?
I like how he just says anyway probably at least like three times. He's like, anyway.
So he says et cetera like 5 million times.
That guy really does.
This is the greatest email I think we've ever gotten. Anyway.
It's pretty good. I don't know if it's like the best one, but it's pretty good.
What is the score? I don't know. Sounds like she's probably moved on.
I mean, wait, what?
Well, it could just be the first date went, like, he said they went on two dates. So if the first date might have went pretty well, but the second date, she realized she wasn't really into it, or she's just one of those people that wants to move exceptionally slow towards a relationship.
Yeah, she's either flaky, or she's just like, I like to take my relationships at the same pace as the Cold War.
Yes, the snail nail.
Exactly. One or the other.
Or maybe she just hates texting.
Maybe she's, or she just hates you.
Yeah.
Like, these are all possibilities.
Well, there's also the fact of the matter that if somebody's being that evasive about setting plans, that maybe she's playing the field and actually has other people that she's met. She's kind of seeing who she likes more.
Oh, she's having fun on Tinder.
Yeah, she's,
because there's a surprising amount of women that do that, and it's, I don't think it's cool at all, but you do.
Yeah, like, if you go over to
basically
a place,
all the women that Carlos has ever met,
and she's got guys' underwear on the floor, you're like, hey, what's that? Maybe a sign.
Why is there just underwear everywhere?
And she's like, oh, I actually buy dudes' underwear on Chatterbait.
Because that's the theme of this week's podcast, is underwear. We need, like, an underwear sponsor, you know? Like, some, like, craft underwear or something. We need them to sponsor this podcast.
There you go.
Yeah.
Get her done. We'll do an advertisement for them.
Podcast.
So we're waiting to hear back.
Hey, Curtis, did you check out this great new brand of underwear? Why, yes, I did, Carlos. It's wonderful. I sweat into it when I go to the gym.
Curtis, what's this underwear on your floor? Well, it's actually this craft underwear that I got from craftunderwear.com. They come in all different shapes and sizes. You can get it in suede,
and colors,
cotton, polyester.
I imagine there's probably some underwear company executive is listening to this podcast right now. He's like, these guys would be great. I gotta sponsor them.
It probably is like an underwear, like craftunderwear.com that we just sponsored, and they're like, the fuck? Why did these people just sponsor us? Anyways, what's the score? Yeah, I don't know. Sounds like you gotta talk to her, you know?
Yes,
maybe.
Sounds like you have to quit saying anyway and etc. and just be blunt and tell her, hey, did you like going out with me or not?
Anyway, I wanted to know what's going on with us, etc., etc.
And also, please don't tell me you say etc. in conversation, because that might be why she doesn't want to talk to you anymore.
Yeah. Anyway, I really like coffee, etc., etc.
Etc., etc. You know, all the different versions of coffee, like, you know, coffee, and other
anyway,
types of coffee, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway,
I really like that entourage.
Tea,
it's pretty
cetera,
good.
Well, that'd be a nice title for this episode, et cetera, anyway.
Anyway. I guess that's this week in Nerds in Love. If you like this, you can subscribe to the podcast and listen to more.
If you like this podcast, what the hell is
If you really like this podcast, you'll leave us a review on iTunes.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, Curtis is a sexy beast, 5 stars. Or you'll be like, Carlos is a stud, 5 stars.
Yeah.
Or you'll say, Corey is dashing, 5 stars. Or maybe you'll say, hey, there's finally a girl on this podcast, 5 stars. I don't care what you say, as long as you give us 5 stars.
Yeah, exactly. You can tell us that we're the worst piece of shit podcast you've ever listened to, 5 stars.
You'll be like, well, that guest star was a lot better than the time you guys had Andrew on, 5 stars.
It's true, though.
You can also email us at 3angrynerdspodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, please put nerds in love in the headline so that we know that you specifically want to send us a message for this podcast.
Yeah.
Yes, specific nerdy love question. Nothing about our personal lives.
Well, I don't mind answering questions about our personal lives, but that's usually for the main podcast.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like when we got an email from Tom, the jerk.
Tom?
Yes. Yes, what made you sad?
What makes you sad?
Yes, what makes you sad?
The fact that I have to deal with Snooper.
Whoa!
Don't make anybody sad.
I'm just kidding. Now, Carlos, you've got your fanfic. Corey, you Twitch. Megan, is there anything you want to pimp while you're on our glorious podcast?
Not really. I don't do a whole lot. I just watch a lot of movies and stuff online with Corey.
You can't really watch movies. Well, you can email us and suggest movies for Megan and Corey to watch. How about that, listeners? What's a movie that these two should watch?
Oh, God.
I just got him to watch Labyrinth for the first time, and it was 2 days before David Bowie's.
You're like, hey, yeah. That David Bowie guy's pretty good. I want to go see him live in concert. Bad call.
Not a good look.
Anyways, for the nerds in love, we're signing off. Have a good one. Peace out.
Bye.
Bye.